Well, Joel, really good to see you. Finally catching up with you at the end of today here at Silverstone. Just look at the gallery. It was absolutely tippling down here before. It was bouncing. Yeah. But today's been a bit mixed, hasn't it? First of all, welcome to British F4.
Thank you very
How
much.
Was the test for you today?
This test today was good. Very progressive. So in the morning, we were struggling a bit, but really really got going afterwards. So I was happy with the speed, especially on the old tyre. Missing a bit when we put the new tyres, not really reaching the peak, but overall a positive test.
Yeah, so lots of fans will be watching from trackside and on television, of course, this year. They'll want to get to know you. Tell us a little bit about your history. How do you now arrive in F4?
Yeah, so I started karting when I was about six in Sweden. I did a championship there until 2017, until I was about 10. Then I moved into international karting and did WSK series and FIA World Championship and European Championship until last year when I started testing with JHR, and the test went really well. So then we got an agreement to do the season this year.
Excellent. First time you climbed into one of these cars, which are very different, obviously, to karting.
Yeah,
what was
yeah.
your experience? What was going through your mind?
It's so different. There's so many new things to learn. Especially, you know, this car weighs a lot, many hundred kilos more than a car, and then there's just so much in data and in the technology and the way just the car works. So it's something you really have to get used to, which has been a challenge, but I'm confident we'll be there for the first round.
Absolutely. And having a team around you to support you, but also knowing that every move you make is monitored on the data stream, that is a good thing and also sometimes a bad thing, isn't it? Because people feel pressured by it. Are you seeing that as a big positive?
Well, yeah, I think so, because you can really analyze into detail everything that's going on. So I think that's a really good thing. In karting, we also had a bit. You can monitor a lot, but not on this level. So sometimes it might not be good to show all the mistakes, but
there's nowhere to hide.
So that's a bit of a problem. But overall, it's good. You can learn a lot.
What's your ultimate ambition?
My ultimate ambition is that, like, future goals.
Yeah.
As arriving to Formula One.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a steep hill to climb, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
So, who or what has been your inspiration to get so far in motorsport and to want to achieve Formula One?
Well, my dad has been a racing driver, but he did rallycross, so quite different. I always liked Formula One when I was little, so since then it was a dream. I love Sebastian Vettel when he was winning everything. And then one of my other heroes has been Ayrton Senna. So trying to follow in their footsteps and arrive to Formula One.
Absolutely. Yeah. Last season was an incredible season for the British F4 Championship. It was very close, went right down to the end of the season. On paper, there are some very, very good drivers, you included, on the grid this year. It's going to be hugely competitive, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a competitive championship. That's why I also chose to do this championship, as I think I'll learn a lot and also try to be competitive and stay in the top three throughout the season.
Absolutely. Donington Park it kicks off at. You know, I presume, most of the circuits in the UK. Have you had experience of them?
Yeah, I've done tests at almost all of them, so I feel prepared for the season. We still have one more test day at Donington, which I look forward to. I like the track. So, I'm excited for the first round.
Fantastic. 3 weeks to go until lights out. I'm sure it's going to be a great season for you. Have a really good one.
Thank you very much.